Television continues to heavily influence movies. With thanks to Terpsichore Tom, that would be former U.S. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay, TV dance shows are moving up in the ratings rapidly, but it's still the reality show that rules the vast wasteland. So how can people doing exotic things on picturesque distant islands not make for surefire movie entertainment that elicits cheap chuckles and only a modicum of contemplation? Well, here's an unsurprising parallel. A Perfect Getaway was released early last August. It was a credulity-stretching whodunit flick about young, restless couples who are stalked by serial killers on a remote island in the Hawaiian archipelago. Instead of voting the participants off the island or the show, the serial killers simply slaughter them right there in all the island's bloody splendor. Please now imagine yourself on the same island, but now named Eden. There's a cast of participants who are relatively young couples, not much different from the bunch seen in A Perfect Getaway. But layer this fable with the tried-and-true stuff of the family movie. You know, kids doing that cute toilet humor they always do in such movies, moms and dads struggling to maintain sexual ardor, and unmarried folks locked in awkward acts of comedic lusting. For extra pop culture flavor, add plenty of Blackberries, you know, the ones with ringtones and buttons. With oceans of cyberspeak and getting tanked in a crazy bar chock full of bikini-clad hot ladies. Then stir vigorously with pseudo-psychology, near nudity, a dash or two of sexually suggestive but bogus yoga positions, allusions to onanism, erectile function with an unhappy massage table ending, and you've got yourself a movie with the catchy title of Couples Retreat. Unless you think it would be better to call the flick Gilligan's Island Gets Really Goofy. This bawdy bagatelle was written by two of Couples Retreat's main characters, both of them among Hollywood's most shrinking violets, the enigmatic Vince Vaughn and the taciturn film actor known as John the Obscure Favreau. Jason Bateman plays a lower-keyed and slightly nerdy guy who plays Eden Island's highly touted couple therapy for himself and his wife. She's played by Kristen Bell. Malin Ackerman is cast as Vaughn's spouse, and Kristen Davis of HBO Sex and the City fame is Favreau's little woman. Giving Couples Retreats a bracing adulterous term are Faison Love and Callie Hawk. They're two unmarrieds who've tagged along for some of that fun in paradise. I don't know how Retreat got a PG-13 rating, but it did, even though it looks mighty like an R movie to me. Jean Reno, not at his best, plays the island's love guru who makes it all better for passionless couples. Peter Serafinowicz shows up as Eden's swishy, butler-like aide-de-camp and makes for a swell foil for the boisterous machismo of Mr. Vaughn. Both Reno and Serafinowicz, who are obsequious and arrogant at the same time, speak in French-accented English. C'est magnifique. Peter Billingsley, longtime Hollywood person and friend of Vince Vaughn's, directed Retreat, with Vaughn being one of its principal producers. And that got me to wondering, maybe Vaughn and Billingsley might now be on to developing another big-screen project. Here would be the treatment for it. A dance troupe of restless, young guys and gals are stranded after their private jet ditches just off the remote Flea Island archipelago in a far reach of the South Pacific. The spirited, svelte, scantily clad dancers are endangered by hostile natives of the island until the troupe shows the savages what fun it is to dance like people do on primetime TV, back where things are civilized. Through dance, the natives become docile and, with the troupe, leave their island paradise when a ship arrives just in time to rescue the imperiled dancers. Even the natives' bellicose chief learns to dance and is seen doing the tango on the deck of the vessel with the rest of the crew as everyone sails over the horizon back to the USA. As the film opens, the heroic real-life pilot Sully Sullenberger would cameo at the controls of the jet as it safely splashes down on the ocean, and Tom DeLay would make his feature film debut, performing a leading role as the warlike island chief. The movie would be called Lord of the Fleas, but it would definitely not be shot in black and white. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.